A failure to recognize God's messenger. I ask you who are living at the very heart of the work to review the experience of years and see if the well done can truthfully be spoken to you. I ask the teachers in the school to consider carefully, prayerfully, have you individually watched for your own soul as one who is cooperating with God for its purification from all sin and for its entire sanctification unto Him? Can you by precept and example teach the youth sanctification, through the truth unto holiness, obedience to God? Have you not been afraid of the Holy Spirit? At times it has come with all-pervading influence into the school at Battle Creek and into the schools in other localities. Did you recognize it? Did you accord it the honor due to a heavenly messenger? When the Spirit seemed to be striving with the youth, did you say, "Let us put aside all study, for it is evident that we have among us a heavenly guest. Let us give praise and honor to God"? Did you, with contrite hearts, bow in prayer with your students, pleading that you might receive the blessing that the Lord was offering you? The great teacher himself was among you. How did you honor him? Was he a stranger to some of the educators? Was there need to send for someone of supposed authority to welcome or repel this messenger from heaven? Though unseen, his presence was among you. But was not the thought expressed that in school the time ought to be given to study, and that there was a time for everything? As if the hours devoted to common study were too precious to be given up to the working of the heavenly messenger. If you have in this way restricted and repulsed the Holy Spirit of God, I entreat you to repent of it as quickly as possible. If any have closed and padlocked the door of your heart to the Spirit of God, I urge you to unlock the door and to pray with earnestness, "Abide with me." When the Holy Spirit reveals His presence in your schoolroom, tell your students, "The Lord signifies that He has for us today a lesson of heavenly import of more value than our lessons in ordinary lines." Let us listen. Let us bow before God and seek Him with the whole heart. Let me tell you what I know of this heavenly guest. The Holy Spirit was brooding over the youth during the school hours, but some hearts were so cold and dark that they had no desire for the Spirit's presence, and the light of God was withdrawn. The heavenly visitant would have opened the understanding, would have given wisdom and knowledge in all lines of study that could be employed to the glory of God. He came to convince of sin and to soften the hearts hardened by long estrangement from God. He came to reveal the great love wherewith God has loved these youth. A principle of divine origin must pervade our conduct and bind us to God. This will not be in any way a hindrance to the study of true science. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the man who consents to be molded and fashioned after the divine similitude is the noblest work of God. All who live in communion with the Creator will have an understanding of His design in their creation. They will have a sense of their own accountability to God to employ their faculties to the very best purpose. They will seek neither to glorify nor to depreciate themselves,